It was a cold winter night in Westminster. A new session of Parliament was due to open the following morning. Just after midnight, a search party entered the cellars below the old Parliament House. The date was November the 5th, 1605. Under the vaults, they found a stranger, booted and spurred. And hidden under firewood, 36 barrels of gunpowder, enough to blow up Parliament 20 times over. The man they arrested was a Catholic soldier called Guy Fawkes. The first link in the chain of the greatest terrorist conspiracy Britain has ever known. On Sunday the 20th of May, 1604, in the Duck and Drake Inn just off the Strand in London, five men met in an upper room. They were there to plan the assassination of King James I and the destruction of his entire government. This gunpowder plot was not the brainchild of the infamous Guy Fawkes. They'd met at the summons of a young man called Robert or Robin Catesby. What had led Robert Catesby to such a drastic plan of action? On the surface, he seemed hardly the type. In 1602, in Queen Elizabeth's England, he appeared to have everything going for him. Catesby was a young nobleman with a dashing reputation as a swordsman and man of action. He had land, he had connections. But in a country as aggressively Protestant as Queen Elizabeth's, one thing counted against Robert Catesby. He was Catholic and proud of it. In the 70 years since the English Reformation, most Catholics had learned to keep their heads down and their faith to themselves. Most even attended church with their Protestant neighbors. But not Catesby. He was part of a network of wealthy Catholic families who refused to conform, who chose instead to suffer crippling fines for non-attendance. The government called them recusants. In her Warwickshire manor house, Catesby's cousin Anne Vaux lived in a private Catholic world. Priests were sheltered in secret, children sent to be educated in Catholic schools abroad. In their own eyes, the recusants were a beleaguered minority, struggling to keep the true faith alive. But to the authorities, people like Anne Vaux and her cousin Catesby seemed dangerous. England was at war with Catholic Spain. It made the recusants potential fifth columnists, an enemy within, a security risk to be watched at all costs.